to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Yes, it is the mixtape. In the Loop Sports Radio 610, it's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. We got a prison break update, man. So, Orleans Parish Prison is so we've been talking about the breakouts. Mm-hmm. It was 10 guys that broke out of a New Orleans prison. And we got another one, man. One guy has been found by the name of Gary Price. And I'm not sure if this is the same guy that was sleep on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the sheriff found somebody sleep on the bench that was one
that
of the
That was
inmates.
A convict or an ex or whatever?
Yeah. So I guess he had nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, we didn't even get to this yesterday, but a lot of people been putting in parlays and stuff on who was going to be the last man standing. So I got their picture right here. So you can look on the rundown. Who you think going to be the last man?
The last one caught.
Yeah.
My money is on who looks like they're smart enough to not get caught.
Sometimes it's about also good fortune.
Yeah. Who's going to be the last one?
I'm going to go with Lenton Van Buren.
Okay.
Lenton Van Buren is going to be the last one standing. He looks like he's about ready to, he knows what he's doing.
I'm going to go with Derrick Groves.
Mm-hmm. That's also where I was going to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because he kind of looked, like to me, I think the thing with the tattoos on the face and all that stuff, I feel like it's a slim chance you're going to get away for good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real identifiable features on a lot of these other gentlemen.
Yeah, Antoine Massey, he's getting caught.
Yeah, he's got many face tattoos.
Yeah, I'm not putting my money on him.
He's got many face tattoos. A lot of these other guys have somewhat distinctive hairstyles. Our guy, Derrick Groves, he just, you know.
He could put on a wig.
He's just a man.
He could put on a wig and you won't even recognize
him. Well, now we got to make it interesting. I got Lenton Van Buren.
You're a sick human being because I know what you mean by making it interesting, and no, I will not do that. I am not betting on which of these gentlemen stays out of being the longest.
Yeah, yeah. So, yep, that's your update. Hopefully, soon we will have all 10 of these guys.
Mm-hmm. And a fair point made on the Twitch chat here. Which one of them looks smart enough to not get caught again?
No, well, this is true.
That is true. That's technically a thing.
Yeah. All right, so let's play the game of Figgy's Beyond Belief. Have y'all watched that show?
Remember I have not.
Yeah, you don't remember the show with the guy? I forgot his name, but he would put all these scenarios out beyond belief.
Is that like Ripley's?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Ripley's.
Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction. I remember that guy. They had a good run.
Yeah. Remember this theme song?
Yeah.
That show used to scare me a little bit, man, because it would be some creepy stuff that happened.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, this was real. Yeah. This happened in the 1800s and da 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 da. So,
yeah, it was on for 7 years.
Yeah, it was on for a little bit, man. Yeah. So, I'm gonna try to keep tally.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to keep a little tally. I'm gonna give y'all some headlines,
mm-hmm.
and I want y'all to tell me if it's real or if it's fake.
Okay.
All right, so the first one, a Florida man claims he's half dog, barks at a police officer during an arrest, and said he's part of a new species called Canine Man,
or maybe that was it. I don't know.
C-A-N-U-M-A-N.
That is absolutely believable. Absolutely. Like somebody kind of maybe a little bit mentally challenged, strained. Emotionally
and remember,
strained.
He's from Florida Man.
Yeah.
Florida Man, you had me at Florida Man. I'm going to say that is true.
It is believable. Here's the thing, though. I always end up getting double-crossed by games of this nature because I'm like, that might be too believable for this particular game.
Yeah.
You're trying to trick me. And then it ends up being like, no, you should just went with your first guess. So I'm going to try not to overthink this here. And I hope that the fans and listeners are playing along. 713-572-4610. I'm going to say that I believe that this is a real thing, but I'm going to be real mad if it's not, because I did surmise the game, but I will ultimately put in my guess as believe it.
Yes, it is. You're right. It's fact. Yes. A similar event did take place.
Dang.
It's true. It actually happened not too long ago. I think it was, I want to say, maybe a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So he's just out here barking at police, you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was so apparently he was around an Advanced Auto Parts store.
I don't know why that store in particular makes me laugh, but that's funny.
He was barking for an hour.
Yeah. He was chasing cars.
Here's the tough part,
He was on that dog food. That's what it was.
The tough part is, if a dog is barking at something, you're just like, hey, shut up. That's annoying. Yeah. You're not going to do anything about it. If a man is barking at someone, someone's probably going to go touch him up, right?
Yeah, it's a little bothersome.
Or probably stay away from him.
Yeah.
Because he's crazy. Mm-hmm. What about this one? Arizona couple opens a drive-through funeral home.
A drive-through funeral home.
I believe that.
So where's Aunt Mary? She's in the back seat. You just drop her off?
Yeah. So apparently mourners can pay their respects by driving, without leaving the car.
This absolutely seems like something that could have easily been cultivated during the pandemic, like the height of the pandemic.
Drive
when you did not.
Funeral.
I could see that. It feels a little insensitive, to be fair.
Well,
but
yeah.
I could see this coming through.
I'm gonna say no, because I feel like there are some laws that might be broken somewhere along the line. There.
When has that ever stopped anybody?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yes. Dang. A similar event did take place.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. I figured out my scheme in this game. I think I figured it out.
All right, so Reggie is up 2-1.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize it was like that.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to take score. I'm bad with taking score.
Yeah.
So what about this one? McDonald's testing the mixed spaghetti. Come back in select U.S. cities. It's saucy, nostalgic, and allegedly back on the secret menu.
I'm going to say no way this is true. If only from a business perspective, it's too expensive to put some sort of spaghetti machine or spaghetti pot in all those McDonald's.
That's an interesting perspective. I had not thought about, like, what is the actual food service?
Yeah, they got to, like, retrofit their kitchens.
Or it's like, are they flash freezing spaghetti and then
maybe, yeah.
Like, how are they heating it? Does that end up being a microwave? Do you drop it into, like, you can't drop it into the fryer. And I don't know that people are like boiling. Yeah, actually, I'm with you here. I don't think that this is believable.
Yes, it is.
Dang.
What?
It's fact.
It's true.
Y'all get spaghetti from McDonald's?
No. So apparently the mixed spaghetti was real overseas and made a comeback in the Philippines.
Ah, okay. See, if you had told me it was the Philippines, that's something too different.
But he said select U.S. cities.
Yeah, on the secret menu and select U.S. cities.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said to compete with Jollibee, which I guess that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Jollibee, I haven't had spaghetti at Jollibee, though. Yeah. I feel like I'm missing out there. But yeah, I did not. Best of luck to y'all if y'all get, honestly, spaghetti at McDonald's. Really?
That's crazy. That's almost like chicken nuggets at Taco Bell, which they have right now. But what about this one? A new club called Granny Grinders opened in Oregon with 65 plus dancers, bingo, and zero teeth required.
Okay, hold on. I can understand.
Is this Figgy Shake joint? Is that what that is?
It is not. Although Tyler, he did text me and say if he had opened up a strip club, it would be called T-MILFs.
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 Well, apparently this one is close.
It's close to it.
It's close to it. Granny Grinders I could totally buy. And what makes it even more believable to me is they're going to play bingo too. Like, I just come here for the bingo. I just come here for
that's
the bingo.
That's like I'm going to the strip club for the food.
Yeah, I'm just coming here for the bingo. Yes, I believe that's true.
In Oregon, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know about this one. I'm this is not believable to me.
It's false.
Yeah!
Right.
So this is a fake
story. Lopez wanted this to be true. He was about to plan his trip.
So shout out to Marty from No Said Tailgate. He actually sent me this article.
Yeah.
And apparently it's a fake art. It's a fake, I mean, it's not a fake website, but this website do funny stories like this. And I guess a couple years ago, they did one about a pregnant strip club.
Oh. Okay.
That would actually sell, sad to say.
Yes, it would.
There are people that have that particular appreciation.
I believe they're called fetishes.
Okay. That is fair. That is what they are called. You are correct.
All right. I'm gonna do the last one right here. So,
by the way, you can't win. I just want you to know it's 3-1.
Oh, that's right.
It's I've won. I just wanted to let you know ahead of time as I you know, high step it into the end zone before I even reach there. I just don't need to drop the football. That's
now
all.
Now he's taunting, so he's going to get a penalty, and I'm going to win.
All right. So this is the last one. So Alabama middle school bans students from saying "Okay, Boomer." Is that real?
That sounds real.
It sounds real.
That
to
sounds
me too.
Very real.
Yeah, I'm in on that one.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You're right. It's okay, fact. Boomer.
But
yes.
They be real similar annoying about it.
Yeah, so I guess apparently they didn't want to, they felt like that was bullying the teachers.
There you go. See? See there?
So, man, that's, talk about sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the teachers don't get paid enough to get bullied
man,
as well.
Man, well, that's true. Back in my day, we used to call teachers
Yep.
Yeah, it was students out there just MFers and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, so okay, Boomer, that's where you draw the line at.
That is true. Like we probably can let a little bit more slide, but I guess if you're not going to give them reasonable class sizes or, pay raises or whatever, at least stop the kids from getting on their damn nerves.
Yeah.
To the best of your ability.
Yep, that was Figgy's Beyond Belief on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Yeah, maybe I'll do that a couple times, a couple headlines to see if it's real or fake and all that stuff.
Taco to go. Taco to
and a big cube.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cube. This deal so fine. Risk it breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go. Taco to
this deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco
only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I'll get you guys out of here on this. So Devontae Yaps, who is our adult entertainment correspondent.
Oh, we've heard from him.
Yep, he spoke again.
I was like, why do I know this name?
Yeah, we've heard from him.
This
is
why.
Yeah, so he spoke again, and this time he was talking about the best duo in sports.
In that sport?
In sports.
Oh, in sports, okay.
In sports. So here's Devontae Yaps talking about his best duo in sports.
We should all know by now, you need at least two superstars to win a championship in this league. But you also can't just slap two greats together and expect a ring. Real success? That comes from chemistry. Today, we're ranking some of the league's best duos. Not hype, not clout, pure on-court dominant.
On-court.
Some of you are wondering, why do I have the same picture up here twice? This is Pinky and Cherokee. This right here is my Kobe and Shaq. Pure physical dominance meets intensity. They're the last team to three-peat with ease. They linked up on West Coast Productions, and they had Brian Pumper feeding them the ball. They had a dynasty. Both of them dropped 30 in a finals game. Absolute legends.
Brian Pumper.
He's feeding them the ball.
That is a real name. I think the bit is going too far. Because, the idea of I'm going to talk about adult entertainment like it's other sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, but now it feels like he's forcing it now. You know what I mean? Like, what does championships entail here? Is he talking about them awards?
Gotta have chemistry, man.
No, I understand. that is an understandable thing. There's a lot of things in life where you need chemistry. When he's like, they won multiple championships, I'm like, what are the championships? What are we talking about here?
So he actually put up a list of the best duos in sports. Mm-hmm. And he brought up Lisa Ann. So, yeah, Lisa Ann, she's a fan of the show.
Our friend.
Yeah, a friend of Sean Pendergast and all that stuff.
I like that you said that particularly. Like, I understand what you mean, but it sounds like you're like,
hey, whenever he go to New York, they had dinner together. Him and the wife and Lisa Ann. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a friend of Sean Pendergast.
Good chemistry.
I gotta keep a list of a running list of Sean's friends. Cause it's a fun list. It's John Gruden, Lisa Ann, apparently Dak Prescott. We gotta run this list.
Yeah. Yeah. Put out the list.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Devontae Yaps. Talking about Lisa Ann and another sports star, Julia Ann.
Ann and Julia Ann are a legendary duo. They are Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili.
Wow.
They have unmatched IQ. Lisa is technically sound and has no wasted motion. Julia brought the spark, the flair. They've seen every era adapted to every play style, and still found a way to dominate whenever they linked up.
Tactically.
So is Lisa Ann, is she Tim Duncan or Manu?
Oh, she's Tim Duncan. Yeah, okay. No, for sure she's Tim Duncan.
Five rings. Yeah. Okay.
What does that mean?
It means you have welts. Lisa Ann, she'll post you up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently Lisa Ann also went to Sean's wedding.
Yeah, she did. She
like,
did.
This is real fan, real friendship. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she went. Sorry, did not really. My bad. I had no idea. I am learning in real time.
It's,
all right.
It's funny. I had no idea who Lisa Ann was when she came up to the station.
Really?
Good for you.
I was a part-time board op producer, and she had came in town, and she was here. And I guess I had to record some stuff for her. And everybody's like, ooh, Lisa Ann. I'm just like, I had no idea who this lady is. I never watched anything from her. And when she came in, she was super nice. She was super nice and told me keep doing my thing.
Oh, she's great. And I've spoken with her a few times, mostly just here and there. But yeah, she seems great.
That's cool. That's very nice. Someone said from the 832 when they were up in Massachusetts at McDonald's, they had a crab roll at certain times. Would not recommend. Or lobster roll, actually, is what they added that to. So I feel like if you at McDonald's, stick with you know.
Come on, play the hits.
I wonder if they have it here, that secret menu, that mixed spaghetti.
I will not be the one to find out. If you do find out, let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610. Or just hit up our guy, at the Figgy Fig on social media. That's how you get at him. That's the Figgy's mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports.
Somebody asked me from the 346, what you record her for? Talk about Lisa Ann.
Oh, that is a good question
that I did not think about. Audio recording.
Uh-huh, sure. And they need that as part of it.
Now, I think 610 at the time we had a program directed that was all into that witty type stuff.
Yeah.
So she was reading some lines or something. Okay. I have no idea.
You don't remember anything?
I'm going to have to find it.
What was your POV of the whole thing?
It was good. I actually took a picture of her doing it.
Mm-hmm. I bet you did.
Or I think I recorded her doing it. I'm going to have to find it.
Yeah,
she was trying to read it in like a sexy voice and all that stuff.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Excellent.
And then she said, you want to take a picture? I'm like, sure. I guess so. She asked for the picture. So I don't even know
who you are, but lady, let's do that. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get you ready to listen to the fellas of The Drive, Clinton Ron. We'll do that next.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. This deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. $2.99.